I mentioned to you last week that there are places in Scripture where I find myself. And ashamedly, sometimes it is with those who are not the best characters in the Bible. But unfortunately, there are places that I wish I found myself relating more closely to some of the characters in the Bible, and I find myself falling so short. Today, I read to you a scripture that does cause me to just be in awe of the faith shown by one of God's chosen. The scripture today is self-explanatory. The scripture today is one that you have heard many times. The scripture today is one that I found out that our children were studying in one of their classes today in their classes. But the scripture is one that we can never hear too often to understand what true faith, faith in our God, is really all about. From the 22nd chapter of Genesis, we'll be reading verses 1 through 18. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham?" "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father?" "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." I originally did not plan to use these following verses, but listen to these additional verses. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. May God bless the reading and the hearing and especially the understanding today of His holy word. How would you like to be in Abraham's shoes? How would you like to have your God ask you to make that kind of sacrifice to show your love and obedience to Him? I stand in awe of that kind of faith because I have a son. I cannot imagine the kind of faith that it would take to lay him on the altar and be willing, because God has asked him to make that kind of sacrifice. The scripture does not give us in between the lines the kind of struggle that it had to be for Abraham to follow that commandment. It just says that God asked Abraham to take his son into the mountains, and as the scripture tells us before he ever begins, take your son and there you will sacrifice him. Your only son, the one you and Sarah have waited for, the ones you had in your old age, the one you thought never possible, now I'm going to ask you to take him and to put him on that altar and to sacrifice him. Cannot imagine how difficult it was when it began to dawn on Isaac that there was no lamb available for sacrifice. Been around his family long enough to know that there had to be something to sacrifice if you were going to do that. And there should have been along with them a lamb. There should have been something that would have served as that sacrifice when they arrived. And yet, Abraham, when his son asked him, has to say, "The Lord will provide." And in Abraham's mind, he already had provided. And it was to be his son. We have the wonderful part in this particular story, though, when Abraham is ready through faith to sacrifice his son, where the heavens open and the voice, the angel, comes to Abraham and says, "Abraham, Abraham, stop. Don't hurt your son Isaac. Your faith has been proven. God has provided another sacrifice." And there, caught in the thicket, in the bushes, is a ram that then is used for the sacrifice. And God has provided a substitute for Isaac. And God goes on to say, "Because of your faithfulness, Abraham, I will bless you beyond your wildest imagination, because you have been faithful." That is a faith of which I personally am yet to be familiar with. That is a faith that humbles me. That is a kind of faith that causes me to understand how shallow sometimes my faith really is, and what the standard is that God wants from us. Follow me. Believe in me. Trust me. Whatever I ask you to do. Incredible and awesome and an unfathomable faith. But you know, this story of the Bible is all about incredible, unfathomable, unbelievable faith and an incredible, unfathomable, unbelievable love that is expressed to us by our God in heaven. The same God who took the opportunity to take Abraham to the very point of that faith, yet provided for him a sacrifice at the last minute that did not make him sacrifice his only son. But yet a love so deep and so incredible that when the same thing, the same opportunity was available for him to step in and to save his own son who was there ready to be our sacrifice, he did not step in for him. He instead said, I love you so much, he will become your sacrifice. Not only unfathomable, unbelievable faith, but an incredible love that is impossible for us to really understand. He had the same power at the same moment to save his own son, a sinless son, I might add, and to save himself the pain that he had saved Abraham. But no, because he loves us so much, he allowed him to die on our behalf. Unbelievable faith in an unbelievably loving God who has shown a love of which I am unfamiliar. But I tell you, it humbles me, but it also gives me such a level of thankfulness and joy and appreciation to a God who loves me so much that he goes the second, the third, the fourth, the unfathomable mile for me. He loves me so much that he wants that relationship with me more than anything else in the world. So he allowed his son to actually be sacrificed for me. That is what this table is all about. That is what we celebrate today, that he let his body be broken and his blood be shed so that we might have relationship with him. And that every time we come to this table, we see that unbelievable level of love. Don't let anybody tell us ever that we are not loved. God gave his only son to prove that to you and to me. We are loved. And as much as I wish I could stand here and boast that I also have the faith of Abraham and I also have that same unbelievable love and level that God does, I cannot say that to you today. I say that it is my goal to get closer and closer to that with each day that I live. But I confess to you, when I see that kind of faith and that kind of love, I find out how far I am from that goal. But every time I come to this table, and every time I realize what He's done for me, and every time I am thankful and grateful for that, and every time I step back and say, thank you, God, for what you have given me, thank you for what you have done, I recognize the level of sacrifice that it took for you. I recognize how deeply you love me. Then I take a little bit closer step to understanding that kind of love and that kind of faith. And that is all He calls us to every day. Take a little bit closer step to that kind of faith and that kind of love. So that's the opportunity we have today as we come to this table. A chance to take a little bit closer step to the faith and the love that God intends for us to exhibit in our lives, and to follow the examples that He's given us through His Word. Today, we join again in that celebration of what God did for us through His Son, Jesus Christ, that which we call communion, the Lord's Supper.